Our PhD this week is already doctored and not like the usual contribution we've had on this program. This one from the ANU saw Hungry Beast on ABC television way back and wondered why there's no Hungry Science Beast. So they've made one. Here it is.
Hungry Science Beast. Light bulbs with opera and the brown note. 20 years ago, the light bulbs in our homes used to be incandescent. And if they were playing sound instead of light, they'd sound a little bit like this. A whole bunch of mishmash notes. The light that we can see is made up of lots of different colours, and these different colours can be thought of as notes. What incandescent globes do is play all of the notes, including some of the ones that we can't see. Kind of like the optical equivalent of the brown note in music. We've since found out a way of doing it better and playing chords with our light bulbs instead. And if they were playing music, this is what they'd sound like. This is what fluorescent bulbs do. And you can see the light that they give from the reflection of a fluorescent bulb from the back of a CD grating. And we've since found out a way of doing even better and playing just a single note with our light bulbs, sounding a little bit like this. The pure note of an opera singer. By putting all of our energy into just one colour, one note, we can make the light brighter and save on the energy that we use to make it. So there you have it. Light bulbs with opera and the brown note.
Well, I don't know what a brown note is. It sounds dubious. How better to get light from lamps? Hungry Science Beast at the ANU. More in a minute. And another word from Hungry Science Beast. Now having a shower.
Hungry Science Beast. Why shower curtains are evil. There's nothing like coming home at the end of a long day and jumping into a nice hot shower. Until the shower curtain starts to creep eerily inwards towards you, wanting to stick to you like a long lost lover. What's going on here? Well, the air particles on the outside of the shower curtain are constantly pinging on it, pushing it inwards. Same with the air particles on the inside of the shower curtain, constantly pinging on it, pushing it outwards. Everything's usually nicely in balance until you turn the shower on and the water droplets start moving the air particles around and the air particles start heating up, becoming less dense and moving upwards. And all of this means that there are less air particles on the inside of the shower curtain pinging on it, pushing it outwards, allowing it to creep eerily inwards towards you. Now, if you have the misfortune of the shower curtain actually touching your skin, and in my mouldy shower house this is definitely a misfortune, then the shower curtain seems to want to be able to stick all across to your skin. So what's going on here? Well, the water droplets on the shower curtain get in touch with the water droplets on your skin, and they'd much rather touch their water droplet friends than be in contact with the air on the outside. So this is why the shower curtain wants to stick to your skin. So there you have it. Nothing evil, but enough of a reason to get my housemates to help clean the shower.
Well, Hungry Science Beast is at the Australian National University in Canberra. Niraj Lal is a postdoc fellow making better solar panels. His mate, Hamish Clark, studies the impact of climate change.